Hello, my name is Mercy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Megan?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So we're calling on behalf of Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in California, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So could you please just confirm that right now you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
All right. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern County.
Kern County. All right. Thank you. Could you please tell me what your zip code is?
93304.
93304. Was that it?
Yeah.
All right. So in what year were you born in?
1992.
1992. All right, thank you. So do you happen to come from any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking backgrounds?
No.
All right. For statistical purposes, what is your race?
White.
White. All right, thank you. What is the last grade of school you have completed?
High school.
High school. All right. Thank you. So if elections for U.S. Congress are being held today, for whom would you vote for? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic.
All right. So now I would like to read you a list of some different people who are active in politics here in California as well as nationally. And for each one, if you could please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. And if I mention someone you have not heard of or you have no opinion of, you can also mention that, please. So the first person is David Villadeo.
I've heard of him.
So would you have a favorable opinion about him or unfavorable or no opinion?
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. What about Rudy Salas?
I think favorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
I'm indifferent.
All right. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
I'm sorry, was that unfavorable or favorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. All right, thank you. And what about Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Favorable. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask you if you could consider any of these two issues or one issue so important that you would vote for or against the candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. And the list goes, protecting democracy, abortion, health care, the cost of mortgage or rent, Social Security and Medicare, inflation or the cost of living, taxes, border security, or none of these.
So I answer which ones I would vote for and support?
Kind of. It's just based on these issues, which ones do you basically think are really important, are the most important for you? You can choose up to two issues if you would like.
Two issues? Okay. Abortion and protecting democracy.
And protecting democracy. All right, thank you. So thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning you're not at all interested, and 10 meaning you're very interested. How interested are you to vote in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
I'm going to vote in November.
All right. So would you say you're a 10 then? You're very interested to vote?
Oh, yeah.
All right. If the election for President were being held today, for who would you vote for? Between Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, or Jill Stein, Green Party candidate?
The Independent Party.
Independent Party, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. All right. And if you, I know you kind of prefer Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but if it was only Donald Trump and Joe Biden, for who would you vote for?
That's tough. I guess I would have to vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, thank you. So if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for who would you vote for between Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
All right. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote for between Steve Garvey, the Republican, and Adam Schiff, the Democrat?
Adam Schiff.
If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote for between David Villadeo, the Republican, and Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Definitely or probably Salas?
Definitely.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some information you might hear about Dina Villadeo. And after I read each statement, if you could please tell me if this makes you much more likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely, less likely, or just make no difference. And no difference meaning because you're not going to vote for him anyway or because you just don't care, etc. So the first one is, Dina Villadeo is a champion of the American dream of homeownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Villadeo went to work to help first-time homebuyers and military veterans make their dreams of homeownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
That's more likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Villadeo is recognized as one of the most, as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more things done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for an area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Villadeo is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
Indifferent.
Indifferent, all right. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year or more just to pay for basic groceries, gas, and housing. Dina Villadeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Villadeo is working to hold government accountable and make sure hard work.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, man.